I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Vermonters hit up watch parties all across the state last night to see the Democratic presidential candidates debate for the first time. Politicos and supporters here closely studied Senator Bernie Sanders' performance. Tonight, VPR's Annie Russell brings us some reaction to the debate from Sanders' home base of Burlington. But first, how some of Vermont's own 2016 candidates are handling his campaign. Last night, I stopped by the University of Vermont, where the campus Democrats hosted a debate watch party. Beforehand, a few candidates for statewide office took the mic to juice up the crowd of about 100 students. Here's Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan, who's running for Attorney General.
Let's conduct a poll Vermont style. This means you have to make noise. Who's for the Virginia Senator Jim Webb?
For the first few candidates, no applause, not even for former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. But then...
Who's for the former mayor of the Queen City of Vermont and the junior senator from the state of Vermont, Bernie Sanders?
These particular student Democrats were clearly hot for Sanders, but some of Vermont's Democratic establishment, such as Senator Patrick Leahy and Governor Peter Shumlin, are backing Clinton. So I asked T.J. Donovan, who's he cheering for?
I personally like Joe Biden. I think it would be a very interesting dynamic if he got into this race. But I'm proud of the fact that Bernie Sanders is talking about the issues that certainly resonate with me.
Donovan seemed to question whether Sanders could build enough steam to clinch the Democratic nomination. But without Vice President Biden in the race, he says he will vote Sanders in Vermont's primary. Former Transportation Secretary Sue Minter, who's running for governor, also had praise for Sanders.
But of course, I'm a Vermonter. And Bernie is a great leader in our state. He's been a super senator. I've worked closely with him in my work. He's been on my issues, especially of infrastructure, and I'm thrilled about the issues he's bringing to this race.
But as for whom she's actually supporting in the Democratic primary, Minter says she's taking a wait-and-see approach. Ditto for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Matt Dunn, according to a spokesman. But not so for another candidate for governor, House Speaker Shap Smith.
I was a supporter of Hillary Clinton in 2008. I continue to be a supporter of hers, but I'm also really excited about what Bernie's brought to the debate. I think that he's made sure that we talk about the concerns that average Americans are facing.
And you can expect to hear more establishment Democrats walking this political tightrope when asked about Sanders' campaign, says Garrison Nelson, a UVM political scientist.
So you're going to have to be very careful as a statewide candidate not to be critical of Bernie. Support his candidacy, if not necessarily indicating you're going to, you know, vote for him. They've got to be very careful because Bernie's people are very passionate.
And Nelson says they won't forget a candidate who disses Bernie Sanders. I'm Alex Keefe.
And I'm Annie Russell. At Arts Riot, a bar in Burlington's South End Arts District, around 200 people crowded into a performance space to watch the debate projected on a large screen. Little surprise that in the city where Senator Bernie Sanders won his first election as mayor, that his supporters were out in full force. Burlington's Progressive Party hosted the event, and staffers from the Sanders campaign were on hand to talk with debate viewers. The event had everything you'd expect from a political gathering. Voter registration, campaign t-shirts for sale, and stand-up comedy?
I do not have a strong opinion of my own, but I do feel strongly about everybody else's opinion. I think that you seem weird.
The event kicked off with a mock debate featuring three local comedians, each with their own take on politics. Grant Robin, who was crowned Vermont's funniest comedian in a contest in Burlington last year, lampooned some Republicans' efforts to defund Planned Parenthood.
I know you're all here for Bernie Sanders tonight, but you're missing the point. Climate change is a thing created by Planned Parenthood to distract from the fact that they're harvesting the brains of fetuses.
Once the actual debate began, the crowd was attentive, pausing only to cheer anytime Sanders made a point.
Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues.
But the crowd also showed some love for former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
I personally think O'Malley and Sanders should run as a dual ticket. O'Malley's bolstering and boosting up Sanders' credibility.
That's John Crowley. He's a recent college graduate who hasn't been very active politically, until now.
I don't vote. I don't care about politics. Bernie Sanders lit a fire within me that made me feel like if I actually cared about this election, I might tangibly have an effect on changing my personal future, which is what American politics was supposed to be about.
While Crowley was happy with Sanders' debate performance, not everyone thought he was as polished. Jenny Gagnon lives in Burlington and works as a legal assistant. She still supports Sanders, even if she thinks his debate chops leave something to be desired.
I think there were a couple of times that he stumbled, that he got a little bit lost in his words. He's not necessarily as smooth of a debater as some of the other candidates on stage. I think that Hillary is a lot smoother. But I think that Bernie's message resonates so strongly that I'm hoping that that can overcome the issues that he has with stumbling over his words and getting his points across.
But still, Gagnon, mirroring the mood in the rest of the room, says Sanders still has her vote. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.